Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Friday, April 17th, 2020. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont, and today for Security Friday, we have an interview with Gary Orenstein, who's over at Bitwarden, and they make an open source password manager. So I'm going to let Gary tell you a little more about it. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Kelly.
Now, tell us a little bit about Bitwarden. Let's start with that. And tell the folks what Bitwarden is and does.
Sure. Bitwarden is a company and a product. The product is a password manager that can be used for individuals and organizations, teams, or enterprises to help people manage their passwords, remember them, create strong, unique passwords, and also to share them. And we can get into more detail about all the great things a password manager can do for you, but that's the business behind Bitwarden.
Okay. Now, we've talked about password managers before on the show, but the thing that I'm curious about that seems to set yours apart from some of the others is that yours is open source.
Correct.
And what exactly does that mean that you are an open source app?
Well, open source is it's been around for some time, but has become more popular over the last 5 or 10 years as a software development strategy that companies use, where the development of the software and the sharing of the software happens out in the open. So specifically, as an example, the Bitwarden software is available for people to view on GitHub, and you can just see it. And then, different companies will employ different models about how they do the licensing and the collaboration. But it's a complete new approach compared to the historical approach was to develop, software in a closed room in secret somewhere. Now we're developing out in the open, sharing the code out in the open, and that makes for a very active, vibrant community. And in particular, in the context of security products, we think that open source really is the way of the future, because with a product as, such as a password manager, you want to make sure that everything's done right, and you want to have as many eyes as possible examining the code behind that solution, mm-hmm. and that's what the open source framework gives us.
Okay. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit with this question. How do you manage the balance between my passwords are supposed to be secret and the software is out there for everyone to see?
Exactly. Good question. So let's talk about the high level security model. And this applies to many different products. But we use an approach where everything is encrypted. And so from the time that you put a password into your password manager, it's encrypted, as it's stored.
Okay.
And only by your specific combination of a username and password manager password can you see that item. So, for example, when Bitwarden is syncing passwords across your devices, we don't know what that password is. We can't find it for you.
Okay.
We can only move this encrypted bit of information around so that when you log on to your next device, you're responsible for unlocking it. That's sometimes called end-to-end encryption.
Mm-hmm.
The model is sometimes called zero knowledge or zero trust, and it's what gives us the ability to create a secure solution for our users that's functional but also completely private.
Okay. So the software itself is public, but what I put into it then is secret.
Absolutely secret.
Okay.
And by making the software visible, any talented developer out there who wants to dig in and see how we implemented those security features can do so. They can comment on them. Often we'll have users will say, hey, I noticed you're doing this such and such a way. You might want to do it a different way, or here's a piece of code that you might want to implement that will help make the solution more secure. And that gets back to my earlier point is we really believe strongly in the maximum number of people and eyeballs looking at the software code to make it as safe as possible.
Okay. So if you've got this software
out there that's kind of open for everyone to see, then it leads me to believe that sort of that you're not selling it. So how do you get to be a company and how do you have income? Because one of the things that we talk about a lot with that relates to security is your own personal information. And, you know, if you are not paying, you are not the customer. So so then, like, at the risk of sounding, you know, impolite, I guess, how do you make money with this particular, with Bitwarden, this password manager?
Yep. So there are two ways. The first way and the main way is that we cater to organizations with a Teams plan and an enterprise plan so that groups of people can share secure information collaboratively and safely.
Okay.
And so we have paid plans for companies that support our business model. On the individual side, we have a premium set of features that you can get for $10 a year that gives you some cool bells and whistles for taking your own personal password manager skills a little bit forward. Mm-hmm. But of course, we do have a free plan for individuals where everybody can get started right away. You don't need anything besides an email address and a master password to get started. And we think that that base level of functionality of being able to use a password manager as an individual to generate strong passwords, generate unique passwords, and synchronize them across all devices, we believe that that functionality should be available to everyone for free. So that's a little picture of our business overall.
Okay. So that sounds pretty solid to me. If I were in the market for a password manager, and I might be after talking to you, this definitely sounds appealing. So I'm guessing that the free plan is maybe one device.
Actually, the free plan is as many devices as you like.
Oh,
and,
okay.
As many passwords as you like, for as long as you like. The paid plans come into play when you want some things like additional storage for secure attachments, or you'd like some capabilities for doing two-step login, which is also known as two-factor authentication. We can talk more about that in greater detail. But for many people, particularly those who haven't used a password manager before, our free plan will take people so much further ahead from their current state that you know, we want to make it available to everyone for that reason.
So you're upgrading the backs of every parent's address book, is what I'm hearing.
Potentially, yes.
Okay. Yeah. I've seen that, and it grates on my soul.
I remember updating my mother's address book years and years ago as a birthday present for her, where I hand copied everything over to the new one. It was a very nostalgic moment.
Yeah. I didn't copy them over. What I did was sit the person down and have a conversation with them about how this wasn't supposed to be how it worked. So I have done that. But I've come across that address book from more than one family member. I'm working on it. Let's talk a little bit about kind of security in general. I do want to talk a little bit about that. If there was one thing that my listeners could do, or one thing that my listeners can pass on to the people who call them for tech support, because I like to think that a lot of my listeners are a lot like me in that if somebody's computer is doing something funny or their phone is doing something funny, the person that they call is the person who listens to my show. So if that's the case, what piece of advice would you want to spread to all of those people? The thing that's really important.
Yeah, well, obviously I'm biased here in that my world is about password managers. But you know, before we get into that, let's talk about just some of the things we're seeing in the news today, that as more people are working from home in light of current conditions, the attacks have ramped up mm-hmm. in terms of phishing and email scams and so forth. So I think the first advice I would give is just try to always have a heightened sense of awareness that, unfortunately, there are bad actors out there who are trying to get access to your personal information or trying to get you to put, you know, an email address into the wrong place or some malicious place. But beyond that, you know, the data from the reports out there, Verizon did a report a year or two ago that 81% of data breaches relate to password hacks. So passwords aren't going away anytime soon. And so we do think that having a way to manage strong and unique passwords is important. It's why we make the free version of Bitwarden available. And, you know, maybe let's just talk for a second about, well, you know, what is a strong password? A strong password is one that's generally pretty long. It's generally one that's a mix of letters and numbers and symbols. Or it could be a mix of words that are connected together in a random way. Whatever of those combinations is, they're hard to remember. They're particularly hard to remember if you're using a unique password for every website you visit, which is what's recommended by many security experts. So that's kind of where the password manager comes in. I think one thing about password managers, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't use one in great detail before I joined Bitwarden. And I think one of the reasons, at least for me, was, you know, I just felt like there was a lot of work to do to get started with a password manager. And I think that is a misconception. You know, you can get started with a password manager and put just one password in it to get a feel for the system and try it. And maybe you don't put your bank password in it. Maybe you put one of your favorite online reading news sites or magazines and just experiment with that across all your different devices. So I think, you know, my big picture advice for people who are helping others from a security perspective, have a general awareness. And if you aren't using a password manager, pick one and just start slowly. Don't set yourself some insurmountable task that you're going to get everything in your world organized in one session.
Absolutely. The sort of chipping away at it is definitely the way to do it if it's something that you're implementing. And especially if you're implementing it for someone else. You know, there's a very easy way to do that. Like, you know, every time you go here, just, you know, use your password manager instead, and then this is why, you know, then I don't keep getting fake friend requests from you on Facebook or, you know, whatever it is.
Absolutely.
Making that one password, that single password, more secure than it should be, than it is now, not more than it should be, making that one more more secure than what you've got already is going to definitely make a difference. So that's the thing that's the thing we talk about a lot here too.
Once you've set that master password, for example, on our mobile clients, you can use things like biometrics unlock. So whether you're a iPhone user or Android user, you can set it up so that you're not always having to put your master password in. You can use your fingerprint or your face unlock. Mm-hmm. So it's a small amount of effort to get started with, you know, a very big payoff in terms of extra security for your digital life.
Okay. So we talked about a thing that you want to have everybody know that is really important to just kind of help everybody up that security game, because we all have to play it, whether you want to or not. What is the thing that you really like or that is very dear to you that you want to make sure everybody knows? Like, mine has kind of ended up being just passwords on a fundamental level, because that's one thing that everyone I know can make a tiny little change to and have be better than it is. But there's other things that I like to tell people about as well. So if it was not passwords, I guess, what would be second? Or something else that's like really important to you that you kind of explain to everybody as they are using technology?
Yeah. Well, in addition to being a security fan, I'm also a huge collaboration fan.
Okay.
And I love all the collaboration tools that we have available at our fingertips. In the workplace, I love using collaborative documents, even for some home things, collaborative shopping list or collaborative trip planning document that we put together. Mm-hmm. And not to, to bring it back to password managers, but again, that's how I view a lot of my activities these days. There yes. are there are collaborative options to share secure information within Bitwarden, including a free option. If you have a free account, you can also get a free, what we call a free organization, which can have two members. So if you were helping, let's say a parent or a grandparent, you could actually set them up with a free account of Bitwarden and share secure information back and forth. And I think as we've seen, particularly in recent times, as we're, you know, in the situation where we're remote and we can't always be next to each other, this kind of capability of being able to share secure information and know that it's encrypted and know that the company that's providing the service doesn't have a way to see the information in and of itself, it's a great setup. It's sort of a stage two of the security path that we want people to take a journey on. First step one, getting your own digital life in order, and a password manager can help there.
Mm-hmm.
And then second step, don't forget that sharing secure information can be a very practical piece of your toolkit. And again, there is a free option to do that in Bitwarden as well.
Okay. Well, that all sounds pretty interesting. So I know that you've told us about it being open source. So if somebody wanted to install this, what versions do you have available?
Pretty much every device version out there. For those who are into mobile, there are iOS and Android versions. For those who are into browsers, I think we support all the major browsers. There's 8 browsers on the list. I won't go through them all.
Wow.
Operating systems, there's Mac, of course, but also Windows and Linux. So mm-hmm. if you visit bitwarden.com, you'll see all the different cross-platform choices that we have. And, it, you know, for example, I love that I can sync my MacBook with my Android phone. And if I'm, helping somebody out on a Windows machine, I still understand all the constructs of Bitwarden to help them. So that's, easy for people to get started with whatever client they use.
All right. You said 8 web browsers, and I'm sorry, I'm still back at that because I don't even know if I can name 8
I'll
web browsers,
even
if I don't know them.
I'll give you the list. Google Chrome, Firefox, Opera, Microsoft Edge, Safari, Vivaldi, Brave, and the Tor browser.
Ah, okay. So there was 2 I didn't know. Okay. I got to 5 and went, well, maybe
by the way,
Tor browser, and then couldn't get
it. If they're Firefox fans, I do think Bitwarden works great on all the browsers, but for those who like Firefox, is a particularly good implementation where you can keep your Bitwarden window continually open and persistent on the side of your browser pane. So if folks haven't seen that, it's worth checking out.
Very cool. Gary, if people have questions about Bitwarden, is the front page just the place to go, bitwarden.com, or is there a different page
yep.
that will have more information?
Bitwarden.com has all of the information. We also have a very active subreddit on Bitwarden with over 10,000 members. We have a fairly active community on Twitter. And we also have community forums linked from the Bitwarden website, one for feature requests and one for user-to-user support. And I think folks will find one of the big benefits that we've experienced from being an open source product and company is that there is a tremendous amount of community sharing and caring, and people helping each other with whatever they might need. So those are a few resources for people to get started.
Excellent. Well, then, everybody listening, go get started. We're done here for today. So, Gary, thank you so much for coming by. I really appreciate you taking the time.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me and for having me give a chance to chat about Bitwarden.
Yeah. And for everyone else, I'm your host, Kelly Gamont, and I will talk to all of you again on Monday. Have an excellent weekend, and let's be careful out there.